Five daily reflections or contemplations leading to initial wisdom. One, this body of ours is of the nature to grow old and decay, for it has not gone beyond old age and decay. Two, this body of ours is of the nature to be diseased or get sick, for it has not gone beyond disease or sicknesses.
So this one is very true. You check your physical body. Don't believe what is being said or thought by people. You have to investigate yourself to satisfy yourself that this is true. Our physical body is of the nature to grow old, go through the process of decay. We can see ourselves aging. No matter how well you keep, aging is a nature's law. It's a reality of life and existence. Not only you go through, everybody goes through. So awaken to it that this physical body is not what you think. It is subject to nature's condition. And it's made up of the four elements only, no reality. Then number two is this nature of ours or the nature this body of ours is of the nature to be diseased, sick. Also subject to injury, you can add it. Your injury is also a common thing. When you fall sick, when you have traumatic disease, when you have injury. All this can give rise to suffering. But if you know that that body is of the nature to fall sick, be diseased, and subject to injury, then you have to accept that reality. But this is a reality. When it happens, not only you subject to it, everybody's form and mind is subject to it. That's why you don't take care of karma. Karma cannot take care of you. You kill and harm, cause suffering, injury, then you reap what you sow. All this will hit back at you. Understand? That's why you contemplate, you reflect with understanding and check. Then you realize the essential Dhamma of the Buddha on the five daily contemplation is so true and so beautiful, so important to develop wisdom and understanding.
Three, this body of ours is of the nature to die, for it has not gone beyond death.
True enough. And death can be very traumatic, especially death of a loved one, death of somebody who is the breadwinner. So when you have attachment to somebody, can be a loved one or somebody very dear to you, even your close friend, your neighbor, your parents or whatever, suffering can arrive at death or separation due to whatever death, cause of death, is a reality. Whatever that is born is of the nature to die. So what is born will sooner or later die. So this reality we have to bear in mind, accept, then we can transcend. Okay, the next one more important.
Four, all that is dear to us, our loved ones, our wealth, possessions, etc., are impermanent and conditions arising, hence they will separate from us one day.
So this one is very important. You have to reflect and contemplate why they are conditioned arising, cause of phenomenon, why they are impermanent. Especially your loved ones, things that you hold on to dearly, your possession, etc., could be your title. Whatever you cling on to, hold on to, and believe you own them or dear to you. Because separation can happen in many ways. Through nature's disaster, through disease, through war, through whatever, earthquake, tsunami, and nowadays pandemic too, car accident, kidnapping, extortion, war, and whatever. Then sometimes economic crisis, you make the wrong decision, make a wrong call, you lost everything. So all these are the realities of life and existence that human beings encounter during crisis. Crisis can be economic crisis, nature's disaster or whatever crisis. And like this pandemic is also a crisis. So these five daily contemplation, they are very beautiful. When you understand them, that these are realities of life, then you accept them. Where everyone is subject to it, not only you. Then when you accept, you transcend, here you have contemplated. This is the nature. Nature's law is like that. Okay, the last one, yeah, most important.
Number five, we are all born of our karma, heir to our karma, conditioned and supported by our karma, and we are what we are because of our karma.
Yeah, this one is most important. When you understand this statement, the fifth daily contemplation that the Buddha wants you to do, what must you do? Take care of karma, because you are born of karma, heir to your karma, conditioned, supported by your karma. You are what you are every moment, every instant because of karma. You somehow want to wait for one. If you don't take care of karma, your life is going to be miserable and tangled. And how to take care of karma? Follow the advice of the Buddha. First one, avoid all evil by keeping the precept, like what Ng Bee said. Understand, your precept consists of restraint, committing major evils. You check the precept. They have the evil roots behind. You break them means you break major evil. It causes your coming downfall. It will lead to suffering, misery. And you reap what you sow. So reflect on this every day, the Buddha say, and wake up until you realize not worthwhile to break all these precepts. Not worthwhile to actually neglect yourself, to be heedless and don't take care of karma. To take care of karma, you need to follow the advice of the Buddha. First one is to keep the precept. To keep the precept, you need mindfulness. You need awareness. You need sati. Otherwise, you cannot see your mental intention. You need to understand the essential Dhamma, what constitutes evil. The three evil roots are evil. Go into it. Greed, hatred, and delusion. Expand on it and understand how it becomes a living reality. This is what the real Dhamma cultivation is all about. Not just read the theory and put it into the bookshelf. Then forget about it. Then go through life, become miserable again. Then after that, Dhamma lo, got knowledge but cannot do lo, what can I do lo, or attachment ma. So all these justifications, then sometimes people give a lot of other justification. That day and that Thursday, I think Han and the sister, they went through, they lost themselves, cannot find a way. Then Han said, old school ma. So old school, no need to learn. When you learn Dhamma, old school or new school, you have to learn, but learn through understanding. Not to allow your thought to condition you and stop that. Means I got a reason why I cannot understand or why I cannot do it. No point. Everything that you justify is to create your own delusion. Who justify? The thought justify. So all this habitual tendency, delusion, see, awaken to it. And once you awaken to it, you will never do it again. Because this fifth contemplation is so important, so powerful. If karma is the basis of my life, I will go all out to take care of karma. And to do it, I must avoid all evil. Do good. Do good means what? After developing mindfulness to avoid all evil through keeping the precepts via mindfulness, then I use mindfulness and the four-right effort together with the five ways, the third and the fourth way, the meditative way, to develop the necessary understanding and wisdom to root out all this defilement. Otherwise, I cannot abandon the wrong thought, wrong speech, wrong action that has arisen. I cannot prevent it from arising. Yeah.